There's a debate in the Gemara whether Tfilas Arvis Rishus Achova. When it comes to Shacharis and Mincha, all agree it's mandatory. But Tfilas Arvis is a Machokas Rishus Achova. We pass Kemeikar Adin that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. And in fact, someone, the Pnei Yeshua, wants to point out that this Machokas, whether Arvis is Rishus or not, is really dependent on a different machlokas we had on Chavavah and Beis, whether Tfilas Avos Tiknun or Tfilas Keneged Karbanos. If you assume Tfilas Avos Tiknun, then there's no reason why Yitzchak's prayer should be discriminated against. However, according to, if you hold Tfilas Keneged Karbanos, so there is no Karban at night, so therefore Tfilas Arvitz Rish, as HaPnei Yeshua learns. Others learn, Even if you assume Yaakov Tikkun Tfilas Arvis, it's still a Rishus because different reasons given. He was doing a Bishas Sakana, so he was Pater, or he was just doing another, he didn't have Kavana to do it. Koveyo Lidoros, different answers. But that's the discussion whether Tfilas Arvis Rishus Achova. Some of the Pnei Yeshua wants to say it's linked to whether the Avos. Mainaf Kamina, where do we see? So the Tosus goes in from the Baha, Kfar Shava La Kachova, even though it was a Rishus at one point, but we've taken it upon ourselves as mandatory, kind of like the three out of the four fast days where Ratu Mitzan and Ratu Ainamitzan, the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, that we take on as well the other fast days. It was the Yikar Adin, it might be a Rishus, but we take it on as a Chova. Where do we see that? Because that's how the Rambam explains. How come Ma'ariv, there's no Chazaras Hashatz in contrast to Tfilas Mincha? Because Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, so therefore Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, so therefore we're not worried that we don't need a Chazaras Hashatz, or that's why the minig is that, or, you know, different minhagim, but one minhag is that women daven shacharis and mincha, not ma'ariv. Since ma'ariv is a rishus, they never took it upon themselves. So, in fact, that's a whole discussion. What does rishus actually mean? Does rishus mean optional or not? Because Tosus asks in Brachas Chavav Amud Beis, he points out that the Gemara says, if you forget Yalav Yavo at night during Ma'ariv, you don't have to go back. Why? Because Ein Mekadosh and Zachodesh Balayla. What do I need Ein Mekadosh and Zachodesh Balayla? Just say, Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. If I didn't have to daven in the first place, why would I have to go back if I missed it? Elavaden Tosus concludes that you're Ein Achinami. It's only Rishus Agabi Mitzvah Acharis. We find in other places, Rishus doesn't really mean Rishus, like the Mishnah Beya, the Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin calls Kedushin. It talks about not having a Kedushin on Shabbos, about Kinyanim, but it's called a Dabar HaRishus. So, going to the Rambam, Kedushin's a Mitzvah Daraisa. So, what do you mean, Rishus? So, Rishus doesn't mean necessarily optional, it means a lot of times it's corresponding to what you're comparing it to. So Ma'ariv is only a Rishus, it's got to be a Mitzvah Acheres. This to say, I'm not going to dive in Ma'ariv, that doesn't work. You can't move out to a Bechinam. But if you have something more pressing to do, so that's what it means, it's a Rishus, it's got to be a Mitzvah Acheres. So really, it's not a Rishus, and therefore that's why you have Tashlum, and according to those. The others point out, if you work with the Bahag, there really is a Rishus. So, or you could say like that, even though it was a Rishus, but now, but how do you explain then before it was a Chova? So then you have to say that maybe perhaps then the Gemara is saying you have the option of Tashrum, and maybe the Tanachiyah of Tashrum. That's a discussion regarding Ma'ariv, whether Tfilas Arav is Rishus, and therefore people point out, I think Rav Tzadok HaKohen, that since Ma'ariv is a time of Tsar and Golus and difficult times, so one might argue that's what Yishudafka say, but since it's so difficult during that time period, still represented, and therefore that they only made tefillas arvis rishos. Those are the different. That's the discussion regarding the mitzvah of whether tefillas arvis rishos or chova. We paskin fundamentally that tefillas arvis rishos, but kvar shova lo kachova. Right, that's why we don't do chazaras hashatz at ma'ariv, but we do it by shacharis and mincha.